We learn in this week's parasha, Vayitzei Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh Lefnos Arev, that Yitzchak goes out into the field to converse towards evening. And the Gemara derives that he was actually davening, and this is the earliest precedent for Tfilas Mincha. So we derive Tfilas Mincha from Yitzchak, who davened Lefnos Arev. The Mishnah says in the beginning of 4th Peg of Brachos that one can daven Mincha Ad Erev, until Erev. It's not exactly clear, what does that mean, Erev? Not totally a clear term. And we know that there is great discussion and different practices with regard to davening after Shkia. Do we assume that Shkia Sachama, that sunset, is absolute latest time possible to daven Mincha? Or maybe you have leeway beyond Shkia, and you can even daven during Bein HaShemashos. So the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about Hilchos Tefillah, the Halachos of Mincha, Zman Mincha, the Rambam specifies Shkia Sachama, specifically, until sunset, and it would appear that that is the absolute latest time, and that's why it says Ad Erev. The Mishnah could have said Ad HaLaila, but it says Ad Erev, it indicates until sunset and not beyond. Uncharacteristically, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel does not follow the Rambam in this regard, and the Shulchan Aruch says Ad HaLaila. One could daven until nightfall, which sounds different. That sounds different than Shkia Sachama. That would indicate that one has extra time. And in case there's any doubt, the Rama comes along and specifies Tseis HaKochavim, that one can daven even after Shkia, all the way until Tseis HaKochavim. Why would this be? What's the debate? And how does it come out halacha lemaisa? So it could simply be a question of playing the rules of Sfeikos, that one can daven Mincha for the duration of the entire day. When does the day end? Well, not exactly clear when day ends. Maybe Bein HaShemashos, Safek Yom, Safek Laila, Tefillas D'Rabbanan. Maybe one can be lenient to the extent that one views Zmanei Hayom like Rabbeinu Tam, so that would give extra leeway after sunset. The Rama himself doesn't explain in the Shulchan Aruch, but in Darkei Moshe, he quotes the Ma'aril, who says, well, even though it looks like it's sunset to you, maybe it's not really sunset. So the Achronim point out, that doesn't really take you all the way until Tseis HaKochavim, that kind of a doubt. At a certain point, it's pretty clear that sunset already passed, and maybe it would depend. Is your view obstructed, or is it not obstructed? But that would be hard to argue that they take you all the way until Tseis HaKochavim. Another possible view of this issue may be the extent to which the Zmanei HaTfila parallel Korbanos. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of the 4th Perek of Brachos, writes that the Gemara says, Maseches Zvachim, that Zrika Saddam Nifsal Bishkiya Sachama. So if we view Mincha as really being parallel to the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim, so the Korban Tamid could not be brought, the Zrika Saddam, which is the Iker, could not be done after sunset, regardless of how you view this Zman Hayom. Even if it is Vada Yom after sunset, or certainly even if it's a Suffolk, it doesn't matter, you cannot bring the Korban Tamid after sunset, and therefore, there would be no way to daven Mincha after sunset. Rabbeinu Yonah holds Shkia Sachama is the absolute latest time. So how does it come down in the Achronim? So the Mishnah Brewer writes that cites the different opinions. He writes that one should definitely daven by Shkia Sachama. If a person didn't daven until Shkia Sachama, so he gives you a little bit of leeway even after Shkia Sachama, but he says it would be better to daven b'yechidus before Shkia than to daven with a minion after Shkia. And the Beir Halacha, he writes, if you're davening after Shkia, you should make a Tanai. If this is Mincha, so if I can still daven Mincha, this is Mincha. And if I cannot daven Mincha now, then this is really Mariv. And then my Mariv will be a Tashlumin for Mincha. He wants you to make a Tanai, but he doesn't completely block out the possibility of davening after Shkia. There's some poskim who are more willing to daven after Shkia during Bein HaShemashos. Just as one example, of Avad Yosef writes that one can daven for the first 13 and a half minutes after sunset. You can certainly daven, and it would be better to daven then with a minyan than to daven before Shkia without a minyan. And after that, then already one should not daven. And on the other hand, there are poskim who absolutely put a deadline at Shkia. Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, never mind davening b'yechidus or davening, even if you're the 10th man in the minyan, daven before Shkia. They have no right to daven after Shkia. Shkia is the absolute deadline. And one should under no circumstances daven after Shkia. When I asked Rav Lichtenstein, he said as well that he thinks that one should not daven at all after Shkia. Have a wonderful day. Please stack a few chairs on your way upstairs.